SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Start off with, we'd like to congratulate you on your achievements so far in the music world. And if you could, first of all, Nori, tell us a little bit about your background and where in Kurdistan exactly you're from and where were you born?
Thank you. Thank you so much. So my background, I'm actually Kurdish. My nationality is Kurdish. And my mum, she was born in Kirkuk and my dad's from Erbil. I was a Syrian refugee, so I was born in Syria. And then moved to New Zealand later on when I was 3 years old because my sister needed medical attention. And then I grew up in New Zealand since then.
Mm-hmm. Have you lived in Australia for a few years?
Yeah. Actually. So when I was in middle school, me and my family, we moved to Australia, Melbourne.
Okay.
And I lived there for 2 years. And I actually did my first performance in Australia when I first sang in front of an audience in front of my school. When I was 9.
Oh, wow. So what was your biggest inspiration to get into music, and when did you actually felt like this is what you want to be doing?
I think it was honestly after that performance. I've always known I've wanted to sing. So ever since I was really, really young, I would watch TV and I'd watch Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera always on TV, and I always wanted to do what they were doing. And every time I would listen to Christina Aguilera, I would try sing exactly like her. And if it sounded right to me, I thought I could sing. And I didn't know I could sing until I actually performed in front of my whole school. And once I performed, I received a standing ovation. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I can sing. And ever since then, I've wanted to do it professionally because I just love that feeling of being on stage.
So how was it received from your family? Did they support you from the beginning to actually get into music? And as we know, Kurdish parents would always love their children to become doctors or lawyers, and
exactly.
Music isn't that seriously taken. How was their reaction?
Well, so my mom's been raising us on her own for a while. So my dad sings as well. So he loved that I sang as well. But my mom, so telling my mom I wanted to do it professionally was a bit crazy. Like all Kurdish parents, they want you to either be a doctor, a lawyer, or a civil engineer.
Yeah.
And luckily, I have 4 sisters and 1 brother, and I'm the middle girl. So lucky, my elder sister, she's a civil engineer, and then the one below her, she's a lawyer. So those two already did it. So I was like, okay, so maybe I've got a shot here of, like, doing something that I want to do. That's what they wanted to do as well. But I was just like to my mom, I really want to do this. Like, you just need to trust me, and like, I need to do this. Like, it was singing or it was nothing, basically. She wanted me to go to university, and I did. I went to university, and I studied computer science, And in doing that, I was a straight-A student, and I received a scholarship, but that's not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I loved it, but singing was my true passion, and I took my last year off to go to LA, and my mom thought I was crazy. And I was like, I just had to tell her, I was like, look, I'm going to go once, and if I don't do well, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to continue what I was doing before. But you just need to trust me on this one time for me to do it. And see how I go. And I did, and everybody loved me here, and I've been doing it since. And I've got her full support now, my whole family.
That's great to hear. So how has the feedback been from your fans and, you know, the general public, let's say, and those who follow you on social media? How have they made you feel, especially after the release of your new single and clip? Where do we go from here?
It's been crazy. I didn't realize how much of an impact I had and the song had on people, especially Kurdish people, so including the video as well. So my followers on Instagram have been praising me, and they're just like, we love the song, we love you, we love what you're doing. And I get a lot of Kurdish girls that message me in my direct mail that are saying they're so proud of me, and you know, I'm chasing my dream, and it's inspiring them to do the same thing. So that's, I love getting those messages, because I wanted to be at a certain level where I can give that platform to other people as well. So to be getting those messages so early on in my career, after the first release, is crazy. And I'm just so, so thankful for everyone that's supporting me right now.
Mm-hmm. The clip, we can say it's a bit of a revolutionary one. You have been brave to, you know, be yourself. And it's probably a first for a Kurdish female singer, or a female singer from Kurdish background, to release such a clip. So how do you feel about that, and for it to be received at the same time so well?
Well, yeah, so it's, the crazy part is it has been received really, really well. I get like a few like comments here and there that are saying that it's wrong and whatnot, but honestly, you can't make everybody happy. And I had to, what I had to do for the video, I had to make the storyline as perfect as possible, and this was the best way I could do that, and it was true to me. I don't think I was being, you know, rude in any way. And I feel like it's 2018, and the Kurdish community and Kurdish culture, they need to see this, because times are changing, and I want to be that change. And not in a bad way. I don't think it's bad at all. And I get, you know, messages every day saying they love the video, and they love that I'm taking that step forward, and just kind of changing things culturally. Not in a bad way either, because I stay strong to my values. I'm a very family-orientated person. I just had to do what was great for the song. And that video really came out so, so well. And I'm so proud of it. And I'm glad that a lot of Kurdish people are proud of it too.
So what are your future plans and projects? And when can we see any production from you?
Well, I'm working on music at the moment. Okay. I'm in the studio. I'm in and out of the studio 24/7. I'm really following this song. Wherever it takes me in the world, I'm going. Mm-hmm. So who knows, there might be a tour in place. I might be visiting the Middle East, around the world, a European tour. It could be a bunch of different things. But it's so early on. It's been released for a week, and it's been getting crazy, crazy reviews and feedback. So I'm really following this song. And then along the way, I'm going to be releasing a lot of more music.
Mm-hmm. And how is it doing in the U.S. In general? How has it been received there by your audience?
Oh, they absolutely love it here. Mm-hmm. So they see the room for it to grow here. And even, you know, my goal is to get it on Billboard chart. And everyone that's heard it, all the producers, everyone in the music industry that's heard it, has just been raving on about it. And it's pretty crazy. And I just... literally every day I get messages from people in the industry telling me how amazing it is. So that's how I know it's going to be such a big, big song here.
So any plans for a Kurdish song?
Honestly, I have thought about it now, because people have been messaging me through the DM on Instagram. And they're like, when are we going to listen to you? When are we going to hear a Kurdish song? But honestly, who knows? It might happen in the near future. Yeah. Probably after this project. And hopefully I collab with, you know, a Kurdish artist in the Middle East. That
will be great to hear. So for the time being, you are staying in the US, and that's where you will be working?
Yeah, so I'm in between LA and New York. I'm in New York at the moment, and most of it has been in LA, so most of my sessions and whatnot have been in LA. But yeah, for the meantime, my music career is basically in the US. And until I release more music, it's worldwide, really.
Well, Nori, we wish you more success in the music industry and in life general. So thank you so much again for being with us today and speaking to SBS Kurdish.
Cool. Thank you so much, Rosa.
Rewind, kids.
SBS رادیو بشی کردین.